Welcome to Health Cetera in the Catskills on WIOX Radio. I'm Diana Mason, the host of this program, where we focus on the impact of local, state, national, and global issues on the health of the individuals, families, and communities in the Catskill region. New York State has been providing funds for villages, towns, and cities to revitalize their communities. A couple years ago, Roxbury received some of these downtown revitalization funds, and now Margaretville and Stamford have had their proposals under New York Forward funded. Lisa Harris wrote much of Margaretville's proposal for the MARC project for what is now called this New York Forward. She's also the outreach coordinator for the Hub, an initiative under the umbrella of the MARC project that works on increasing people's access to free community programs. And hopefully we'll talk a little bit about that as well before we end up today. And I'm delighted to welcome Lisa Harris back to Health Cetera in the Catskills. Welcome back, Lisa.
I am always delighted to be on this radio program, I tell you what.
Great. It's always wonderful to have you, whether talking...
We have a good time.
We do, and sometimes talking about environmental issues, sometimes other kinds of things, but it's always good. So
we all wear a lot of hats in this community, and I'm definitely wearing a bunch right now. But, yeah, I wanted to definitely help spread the word about New York Forward because... the clock is ticking for property owners and businesses in Margaretville that might want to participate in this downtown revitalization funding opportunity to get a letter of interest in to the committee that will be considering in it. And, you know, none of this happens overnight, but one of the things that does have to happen really quickly is if you're interested, you need to let the committee know with a letter of interest that you are considering applying for this funding. So I'm really delighted to have this timely opportunity to come and talk to people about it.
Great. So say a little bit more about New York Forward. I believe that Roxbury got its funding under what was called the Downtown Revitalization Initiative, DRI. I'm not sure if that's true.
Yeah. They're actually part of the same program. And DRI is for larger municipalities, typically. It's usually more for cities. And what Roxbury was able to do is combine a few different downtown areas, between Grand Gorge and Roxbury and kind of the connecting tissue between them to make a larger ask. And we actually took a shot at that, too, for the town of Middletown. We tried to get Margaretville, Arkville, and Fleischmann's united with all three municipalities, the two villages and the township, into one downtown revitalization initiative that would have covered all three downtown areas. And we got beat out by, I believe it was Binghamton. That year.
Yep.
And we cried a little bit about that. But then the next year, the state changed the rules. So they had problems with applications that had more than one municipality working together. Mm-hmm. And so they said, no more of that. We only want one municipality at a time. So what that means is that our smaller villages basically now have to compete in the New York Forward program, which is very similar, but it is designed for smaller downtowns, not these kind of, you know, these bigger projects. It's a little less money. So the DRI with $10 million, the New York Forward program is $4.5 million, and it meant that we had to focus our efforts just on one village at a time. So Margaretville was successful and got an award this year. We're hoping that Fleischmann's might follow suit. Maybe someday we could put in an application for Arkville. But we're going to have to do these downtowns one at a time since the state will no longer let us apply for multiple downtown areas at once across different municipalities.
So one of the things, so I was involved in both the DRI for Middletown that included Margaretville, Arkville and Fleischmann's, and then this last one for New York Forward. And in both cases, I was working with the hospital to have the hospital submit a project, a proposed idea for what they could contribute, what the hospital could contribute to this revitalization. And so the proposal, we submit this with a dollar amount, and the proposal for the, for everything that you helped to write gets funded. But then everything that was in that proposal is back up for grabs. It's bizarre.
Back to the drawing board. Listen,
talk about that. It's bizarre.
It's not easy on people, but I tell you what, we all have to do our due diligence. And what we needed to show in applying on behalf of the village for this program to exist here, for this money to be made available here, we needed to show that we have enough projects that are close enough that, that the state could step in and make an investment and not just be wasting their time. So we did that. We put all these projects together, and thank you so much for your help with the hospital project. That's a really important project for Margaretville. But now that the award is here, they need to give everybody a chance to put their best foot forward, put their best project forward to compete for this $4.5 million. You know, all we basically did by putting that slate of projects together was to say to the state, we have enough stuff that we can do. It'll be worth your time. So now they're here, and now they want to hear about all the individual projects, and everybody, the hospital included, is going to have to start from scratch and say, here's what we want to do. Here is, you know, what we bring to the table and what our vision is, and here's how much money we're asking for. Private businesses can do this, too. They will have to basically, if they want to renovate a building that they own, they will have to do that renovation. And then what will happen is if they're successful, if they're funded, the state will reimburse them for 75% of it. And if it's a nonprofit like the village or the hospital, the state might reimburse 100%.
Yeah, and let me just say that I think for the smaller projects in particular, or private projects, let me put it that way, they look for you to have some matching funds. And that's
yeah,
where that...
you do need to have. If you're a private company, a for-profit company, you need to be able to say that that you have 25% of the cost funded privately, and then the state will fund 75%.
Yeah.
And it's also based on reimbursement. So it's not like the state writes you a check and then you go and you hire a contractor. You do the work and then you get reimbursed.
Now,
but for a lot of businesses that are, you know, dealing with old buildings, we have some of the oldest building stock in the country around here.
Really?
Really. New York State is the state with the oldest building stock in the country. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
Things you learn doing news reporting. Anyway. It's a challenge. We have a lot of older buildings, and some of them are in rough shape. And the purpose of this program is that everywhere the state funds this downtown revitalization work, they want to see it really transform the downtown area. They want to see that downtown be accessible and walkable and fun and lively and an engine for both housing and economic growth and for the health of small businesses. And so they really want to see wide participation from the community in, you know, not just putting a whole bunch of projects forward, which we absolutely want to see, but also public participation in what do we want this downtown to look like?
Yeah. So talk about then the process. You're now looking for a letter of intent. Is that what is needed now by it's an early September date?
It is an early September date. The letters are due September 4th. If you have a project that you want to try to get funded through New York Forward in Margaretville, let's say you're a business owner or maybe you're a building owner. You know, those might or might not be the same thing because sometimes businesses are renting their space. There are two things you can do. If it's a larger project, there's a thing called an open call form that you fill out and you describe your project. And then there's also the small project fund. And that is a really easy letter. There's a form that you fill out to be interested in the small projects. Those have to be less than $150,000. So there's a little bit of overlap. Like, you know, you can actually submit the same project for both the open call, which is kind of, you know, the bigger projects, and also for the small project fund. And they can, you know, sort you into one bucket or another. But it's really, really important that businesses who are interested in the small project fund fill out that letter, the small project interest form. It is on the Margaretville New York Forward website, which is margaretvillenyforward.com. And the reason it's so important for businesses to fill out this small project interest form is because based on the number of businesses that write to them saying we're interested in this, and, you know, nonprofits too, anybody that's interested, based on the response they get to that, that determines whether they create this small project fund that can do these smaller projects. Mm-hmm. And if they get enough interest, they might set aside a bigger chunk of the $4.5 million to do small projects for small businesses. You know, maybe you don't need a few hundred thousand dollars to rehab an entire building. Maybe you just need some facade work. Maybe you just need, you know, a critical piece of equipment for your business. If it's a smaller project, it's really important for us that that small project fund gets created and funded well so that every small business in the downtown area that wants to participate can.
And I want to also have you talk about the interest in creating housing and supporting housing development. That's a key part of this Margaretville's, I think, vision for what it's going to do. And you, I think it was you on a webinar we just did. Was it last night? I can't remember. It was a webinar about New York. This process. I think it was you who raised the question of if people take housing stock and refurbish this or create essentially housing stock out of a building, can they then go and put it on Airbnb instead of having it be permanent housing for local residents?
Yeah, and the reason I ask that is because I think it's really important that we try to encourage the creation of local housing that doesn't turn into Airbnb. I think that's really important. You know, as useful as Airbnbs are to our traveling and tourist populations, there needs to be a balance. We need to have, you know, full-time housing, rental housing available to the community for, you know, for young people, for professionals that are working at the hospital. It's just, it's really important for us to have a healthy rental housing market. And so I asked that question to see if there's anything that we can do to kind of protect any housing that gets created through this program and make sure it stays housing and doesn't turn into Airbnb. And what they said was really interesting. They said that it's basically up to the local planning committee, which includes our friends and neighbors. You know, the mm-hmm. folks that are on the local planning committee are the local representatives that are going to be helping these state consultants pick projects. Those folks get to have some say over whether there are, you know, requirements in place for people to you know, ensure that this doesn't get turned into short-term housing. What that exactly looks like, we'll find out. But it does seem like there's things that our community can do to make sure that properties don't just get flipped. And another thing I wanted to mention is that any property that participates in this, if they sell the building within 5 years, the state funds get clawed back. So there is some protection against people just kind of using this as a way to flip properties.
And there's a real emphasis on decarbonization within renovation and building projects, correct?
Absolutely, yes, yes. And that might be a big new word for some people. I'm kind of intimately familiar with this myself because you've had me on to talk about in the past. Mini splits in my house to replace my my propane furnace maybe 4 years ago, and they're powered by electricity. And basically, what they do is they move heat between the inside and the outside of the house. They have a big compressor outside, just like an air conditioner would be. their air conditioners in the summer and their heaters in the winter.
Yep.
And that is a form of technology that allows you to heat and cool your house without fossil fuels. The state is trying to encourage that so that, you know, we have less fossil fuel use. I can say personally that they've saved me a ton of heating bills.
Well, and I have to tell you, based on our discussion that day, I now have a heat pump.
Do you really?
I do. I do.
Good
I love
for
it.
You.
I
good
love it. Except I don't like my
Wonderful.
Bill. But
well, yeah. Yeah.
But I was paying a lot for that fuel anyway. So, so Lissa, what is so people submit their letter of intent or a draft proposal to this planning committee by the 4th of September? Then what
by
happens?
By the 4th of September, and that is not the end. All right, because for the bigger project, there will be a lot of detail that probably still needs to get filled in. You know, people might not be ready to go with their architectural drawings and their detailed business plans and all of the stuff that the state is going to want to see. But, you know, so there may be more work to be done after that. And for the small projects, they'll take these letters and they will use the number of letters and the size of the asks to gauge the interest in, you know, should we have a small project fund, mm-hmm. and should it be, you know, how much should it be? Because usually there's $300,000 for the entire small project fund, but they might double that mm-hmm. if they get enough interest. So it will be $600 out of the total award from Margaretville dedicated to the small project fund. And I think that I personally think it would be awesome if we had a larger small project fund. It just means more people can participate.
Yes.
It means that the smaller businesses that have, you know, needs of maybe like, you know, $20,000 or $50,000 to do a smaller project, that more of those folks can participate. Mm. But they will have to, it will not be the end of the process once they submit that letter. They'll still have to submit more information later on in the process. But this is what gets you in the door. And we're really, really hoping that as many people in the community as possible will decide to participate in this, and we'll try to go through the process with us so that we can really get a broad mix of good projects that are going to bring new life into downtown Margaretville.
So they submit by September 4th, then the committee gets more information as needed, and the committee decides which projects will go into their proposal to the state and to be able to draw upon that $4.5 million. But it is, I was surprised, it is the state who makes the final selection of which
At
projects.
At the end of the day, yes, for the bigger projects, the state requires that we submit more projects than they can fund, and then they will whittle it down, and we are a little bit at their mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is their money, so
yeah.
That is how it is. But, you know, they do that on purpose because they know that things happen, especially, you know, during COVID, things happened. When they were running this program, they had people, I think, you know, propose things that then the world turned upside down and they weren't able to follow through on them. So they wanted to make sure they had another backup that it was ready to go. So that's why I think the state asks us for more investment possibilities than they can fund so that they can have a list to pick from.
And do we have any sense of when the decisions would be made so that if a business, for example, put in a proposal, when might they know if they get funded and when might they be able to begin to do the work, again, knowing that it's going to be reimbursement of expenses after?
The full scale of the work is going to be a multi-year process, as Roxbury is finding out now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've been at it for a few years, and it's still ongoing. This doesn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But this, from now till the end of the year, is a critical time, I think, for businesses that want to participate to get their ducks in a row.
Now, how can the public participate?
Well, there's a couple of ways that I want to highlight. The first is there is going to be a public workshop, and this is really not just even for the businesses. This is for the whole community, anybody that wants to come and weigh in on kind of community priorities for downtown and, you know, what we want this to look like is very welcome at this meeting. It is a public workshop. It is August 27th. That's at 6:30 to 8:30, and that's going to be held at the Margaretville Telephone Company headquarters on Academy Street.
That's the community center?
Yes.
MTC's Community Center. Great.
MTC's Community Center on Academy Street in Margaretville. And I'm sure Stanford, you know, Stanford is doing the exact same process, and I'm not up on all the dates and the public involvement, but if you visit the Stanford New York Forward website, you can find similar information for the Stanford community there. All of this is also on the Margaretville New York Forward .com website. You can find the dates of the upcoming public workshops. The other thing that I would really, really encourage businesses to do if they want to get involved, or nonprofits if they want to apply for funding to fix up a building, is to email the Margaretville New York Forward team, and you can set up a one-on-one meeting with the consultants and ask them your questions, ask them if your project is eligible. Ask them, you know, what you can do to put your best foot forward for funding. And I've found them to be very friendly and responsive. I've been communicating a bunch with them, you know, just as an unofficial community member who is trying to spread the word. Right. And they've been super helpful.
So go to Margaretville, new NY Forward, or New York spelled out?
NY. NY. Okay. MargaretvilleNYForward.com. You will find the forms for submitting a full project or a letter of interest in the small project fund. You will find those right on the website. You will find a Gmail address also that you can contact the team at. You can set up a one-on-one meeting with the consultants. You can ask them your questions. You can find rules about what sort of projects are eligible for funding and how it works. And if you still have questions, you can ask the consultants and they will hopefully answer you.
Great. So, listen, we only have like 2 minutes left, but I wanted to make sure,
sure,
we have enough time to get in for you to talk about something important that's happening at the Hub that people should know about. The Hub being located
absolutely
now on the grounds of the hospital in the Huggins Building. And it is, you know, a place. Well, how do you describe it? What's the elevator pitch?
I say that our mission is to try to connect people in the Margaretville area and around who use the hospital and who live around this area of Eastern Delaware County, to connect them to free social services and community programs from across the Central Catskills. We all know that driving distances are large here, and a lot of the services that are available to people, they might be a 40-minute drive away. Maybe you don't have a car. Maybe it's hard for you to get there. We want to make that accessible to people. So what we are doing this coming month, and I'm very excited, Delaware Opportunities, which is all the way over in Hamden, talk about 40 minutes away, is visiting us a couple of times in September with resource navigators that can help people locally in our area with signing up for social services programs, disability programs, you know, whatever they have that they offer. And they offer a wide suite of different programs. And any person that works for Delaware Opportunities can help you get referred to the right person within that organization. So we really encourage people to come to the Hub on the days when Delaware Opportunities will be visiting.
And when is that?
And I am just looking this up to make sure. They are coming basically every other Wednesday. So they are going to be here in September on the 9th of September. In the morning, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and then also again on the 23rd of September, from 9 a.m. to noon, there will be a Delaware Opportunities person at the Hub. There was a coordinator there today, and I just went up there and met her this morning, and somebody walked in and was like, here, I'm here to talk to Delaware
Great.
Opportunities,
Great.
And I was so thrilled to see that the community is using this already.
Great, great. So we might have you come back closer to those dates and just give a little bit more of an update of what they're covering, or have one of them come on. But
sure,
I want to thank
awesome.
You. And how can people see what's on the calendar for the Hub?
They can check out our Facebook page, which Robin Williams is a tireless promoter of, or they can go to our website, which is The Hub with two B's, thehubonmaine.org.
The Hub with two B's on Maine.org, or
that is our website.
Search for The Hub on Facebook.
We have time to shout out one more thing.
Quickly, we're over.
We've been working with the hospital. We just installed a harm reduction vending machine at the Huggins building. Anybody can stop by at any hour of the day or night, punch your zip code into the machine, and you will get a free dose of Narcan or free test strips.
Great.
This is important to us. I think it's a life-saving bit of technology that we just got installed there.
Terrific. Great work. And next time, come on and talk about the Hub in more detail, Lissa Harris. Lissa Harris.
Shall do.
Who's a real asset to our community. You're fabulous and help us get a lot of things done. She helped to write that proposal for this New York Forward funds that Margaville is getting, and she's also the outreach coordinator for the Hub. Thank you so much, Lissa.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great one. Bye. All right, that's it for me. You're listening to Health Center on the Catskills. I'm Diana Mason. Have a great day. It's WIOX Community Radio, live and local in the Catskill Mountains.
WIOX Frostburg, community radio.